Well, hi everyone. Welcome to episode 24 of Hot Mess to Great Success. My name is Dr. Jennifer Gardella, your host, and I am honored that you have chosen to spend a few minutes with me. I developed this podcast for anyone that is looking for a little piece of personal connection in getting parts of your life and your mindset a little bit more organized. Think of it as your own personal mastermind where you don't have to say anything. Just knowing someone like me is also working on these issues in life, I hope it helps you to make changes. This episode is sponsored by my business, yoursocialmediahour.com. And thanks for joining me again. Let's get started. We're going to talk about three really important topics today that have come up in my personal life and my professional life lately. The first are the 12 levers of your business, or life, I should say. So what are the 12 habits or levers that you can pull on a daily basis to make the biggest impact? The second thing we're going to talk about is when someone asks you a question as if you are a complete idiot in your life. I recently had this happen to me, and I have lots of great suggestions on how you can deal with the situation. And the third issue is what happens when you face a group of mean girls. I've recently faced a group and had to dig deep, get aware, and then figure out how I was going to deal with them. So let's get started. First one I want to talk to you about are the 12 levers, the 12 best habits, the 12 most important things that you can do in your day. What can you do to move the needle? So you may be stuck. You can't move the needle right now. You're trying a variety of things, but nothing is working. Every day you wake up and you try something else. And that may be the problem. So I learned the concept of the 12 levers, and actually the concept of deciding those 12 levers by what are the biggest levers that you can pull from the good folks over at Lifebook. So let me give you an example. An example of a lever that you can pull, an activity that you can do that has a great impact across all aspects of your life would be something like meditation. So meditation is really good for your mental health. It's really good for your clarity. It's great for your goals in your business. It's good for your physical health. There's tons of studies that it's good for your physical health. So making time every day to meditate will help in multiple aspects of your life. So that's just an example. So you have to build your life around the habits that are going to be most beneficial to you. How do I use this in my life? Well, for instance, walking my dog. I put great priority on walking my dog every single day. Why? Well, it's great exercise for me. We walk for an hour. It gets me outside and in nature and relaxed, and the phone isn't with me, or the phone is with me, but I'm also listening usually to some sort of inspirational book, or I'm listening to great music, and so I'm doing something that I love that way. It's very peaceful. I'm bonding with my dog. So if that one lever of walking my dog impacts many areas of my life. This is just the way that I look at a few things that I do in my business every single day. This can get boring. In fact, James Clear claims that your habits, what you do to build your business, should actually get a little boring. So that because you know that they have to be done every single day and that repetition is important, but it can get a little boring. I'll move on to that in a minute. But what I do in my business, these three or four tasks, some of them are mundane tasks that I take care of for a couple clients every day or week. However, they're critical. They impact my bottom line. I'm taking care of things for my business and my clients, and they pay me for that work. It also helps me center my integrity. It is doing what I say I set out to do. And in that, it builds my business. My clients know that these things are taken care of, and so they don't have to worry about it. I would also liken this to blogging for your business. So blogging for your business, and I know many of you abhor the idea of blogging, but it takes care of search engine optimization. Blogging is going to allow you to build your website through search engine optimization, and now ideal clients can find you. Blogging also allows you to share something on social media. So it helps you get your word out. If you don't have anything to share on social media, you're not going to have a strategic social media campaign. Blogging can also help you build the know, like, and trust factor with your ideal clients because they get to see your expertise. So again, as James Clear says, there's many habits in our life that are actually boring, but what's critical is to find the 12 that you can pull, those levers that you can pull that really impact, make the greatest impact in your personal life and or your business. Topic number two, this happened to me last weekend where, and I'm sure you've had this in your life before, where someone has asked you a question as if you are a complete idiot. So I was asked the question, do you know that you have signed up for this? Let me give you the context. My boyfriend has a son who is in a wheelchair and requires some extra care and attention. He's a great kid, 27 years old, college, graduate school, has a phenomenal job. He's hysterical and turning into one of my favorite people. And we were out with a group last week who was just meeting the son for the first time. And it's pretty clear that he is in a wheelchair. And we engaged in a conversation with a woman who wanted to hear the story of how my boyfriend and I met. And it came up where the son requires some extra care, obviously. And the woman looked at me and said, do you realize that you have signed up for this? Like, do you realize what you have signed up for? No, what did I want to say? I wanted to say, lady, no kidding, but I did not. Because I realized that while my first goal is to walk away from people like this, because she was just plain old rude, I actually wanted to engage with this a little bit, see if I can navigate it without getting upset. Now, clearly I was not going to get upset and embarrass us in any way. Let me also state that it taught me a big lesson because the proper thing for her to have said was, wow, good for you in looking past this. Tell me more about it. She didn't do that, and I did not go in for the kill. But here is what I said. I said, the wheelchair actually made me realize that my boyfriend could possibly take on my life. We all have stuff. The wheelchair is not the only thing that goes on in someone's life. And most importantly, I wanted to communicate to her that the wheelchair is not some inconvenience that we have to deal with. The wheelchair is part of the son's life, and it just is what it is. So it was amazing to me, like she thought that that could be some major hurdle. So I just said to her, let me tell you, it made me realize he may be able to handle my life. And at that point, I excused myself and had to walk away. And I let my boyfriend tell the rest of the story. Because as you all know, I'm an only parent. My first husband passed away several years after our divorce. And I was the one that has carried our kids through the last 6 years. It's exhausting. My boyfriend, partner, who was ever with me in my life, has to be ready to support that. They have to be ready for the late night phone calls. They have to be ready for never knowing what's going on and having me as the only real parent that is available to my children. So, also, as many of you know, that when he passed away, we were living in abuse. I had my children living in domestic violence. The scars that they still have from that experience, while we have all healed, the scars in all of us are alive and well. And so anybody that is going to be my partner in life needs to realize that there's walls that are up. We're all a little nervous, and we're all also, we have really strong boundaries. And so again, while we're healed, that history of vicious abuse will always be a factor in how we live. Someone coming into my life just needs to understand that I live life on my own terms now, and someone who comes in needs to blend with me. It's not he's dictating or I'm dictating. I didn't share all that with that woman when she said to me, do you know what you've signed up for? I didn't say, hey, I'm not an idiot, of course I knew. But all of this was running through my head. And I realize that when people approach you with this question, they're really questioning themselves. She probably was thinking, I never would sign up for this in life. And let me tell you, she's missing a beautiful opportunity to have her world expand in multiple ways. So I walked away also because I knew that she was not worthy of my story at that time. I was unwilling to share in the social context that we were in the details of why it was important to me or why I have made the decisions. And the other reason why I walked away, I don't owe that woman any answers. My boyfriend hung around for the conversation. I actually never really asked him what happened, but I chose to walk away and I was pretty damn proud of myself for it. So, the last thing we're gonna talk about is a really hard topic for me. But one that I realized is critical for all of us to start talking about, and that is the concept of mean girls. These women are alive and well out there, and the question is, what do you do when you unexpectedly face a pack of them? When backs are turned to you, when you are excluded, when people almost look down on you just for being present. Now, let me start out by saying you always have the opportunity to walk away from these people. I chose in this situation that I was in not to do that. So that was a choice. Once I made that choice, it was empowering to me, but I was not going to live in victim over the situation. I was brought right back to high school, and it was painful. Really, really painful. The proper thing for me to do was to still stick around, but I realized after having backs turned on me for several times during several events, it was time for me to do something different. I had done nothing wrong to hurt these people. They were being exclusionary and they were being mean on purpose. So again, someday I hope to talk about the details of what happened. It's not right. So when this happens to you, when you're excluded and you're in a situation, it may be in your family, it may be in a group of people you're involved in, it may be a new job, get real clear and aware. Awareness helped me get through to the next step of protecting myself. I was aware of what was going on. I knew that they were doing this on purpose. And while it hurt, I got very centered and I bubbled up. And I actually made the decision to protect myself and focus on me and my experience. It was really hard. I'm not one that excludes others. I'm not one that ignores others, but I couldn't take it anymore. And I had to deal with this on my terms. Again, I made a choice to stay, but I made a choice also to protect myself. I wasn't gonna sit around and cry in victim. I did cry, but once I made the decision to stay, I knew that I was in it and I had to find my way. So if it happens to you, know that I stand with you and know that you can stay aware and centered and in yourself. I also made a commitment to never treat people like that. I mean, I try to be inclusionary, but I know that there are times when I've probably not included somebody. So be very, very aware and talk to your partner. That is very important. That probably saved us. Again, not willing to talk about the details of that part of the story, but just know that if you face a pack of mean girls, they are not worthy of your time or attention. Phew. Well, that was an interesting episode. One, I want you to focus on the levers in your life that you can start, the activities that you can start to do on a regular basis that will make the biggest impact in your life. I also want you to realize that when someone asks you a question where they're questioning your sanity or they're questioning your intelligence, you don't have to take it from them. And third, same with the mean girls. You're better than they are. They have issues. I know that they are alive and well out there in the world, but as I talk about on my blog, which I will link in the show notes, bubble up and protect yourself. That is the end of episode 24 here at the podcast, Hot Mess to Great Success. Please visit the show notes where you will find links and you'll also find information about our sponsor, Your Social Media Hour. It has been my pleasure to walk you through these three issues that have come up in my life, which means I'm sure that they have come up in your life. This is Dr. Jennifer Gardella signing off. Until next time.